Finally, I'm going to talk about something which is extremely personal to my knee. New podcast. My passion meets professionalism. Today's video will be quite special considering I had an opportunity to collaborate with the voice of Campfire Stories and Chai Basket, creator of Samved Sagas, pioneer of Traxum, and podcaster coach Samved. Guys, don't forget to follow Samved and get in touch with him. I'll link all his social media platforms in the video description. Hi Samved, how are you?
Hi Namita, I'm doing perfectly amazing. So how are you doing?
I think many aapko us din bataya tha you look like Prabhas, right?
Yeah, kind of. Thank you so much.
So Samved, I have already spoken about you briefly in a separate video, but still, is there something that you would like to speak about yourself?
This is actually I would like to tell me like where should I start? Okay, let me tell you this. Look, I am an entrepreneur. I'm also a podcaster. So I run a firm called Traxum, through which we organize treks and camps in and around Eastern Ghats. Apart from that, this COVID situation has got me into podcasting stuff. So now I'm a podcaster. I'm also a voice artist. Yeah, quite good. Like going on two different boats, but together.
So, आप आपकी जो पॉडकास्टिंग की जो जर्नी है उसके बारे में कुछ और बता सकते हैं? ये इंटरेस्ट आपको कहाँ से आया पॉडकास्टिंग के लिए?
जी डेफिनेटली. सो अर्लियर आई यूज्ड टू लाइक व्हेन आई वाज इनटू एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप व्हेन आई क्विट माय जॉब and at the beginning stages of entrepreneurship, I was like less aware of this business stuff, hustling thing. So I want to have some learning things like from all over the world or from the people around me and all. So that's when I started listening to Gary Vee podcast. I'm sure you might be knowing him, Gary Vee. So I used to apply those skills which he used to teach on podcasts into my business. And that's how I started listening to podcasts, consuming podcasts. Later on, for the life skills and stuff, I used to listen to Jay Shetty. Then I was like, wow, these podcasts are so nice. Instead of watching videos, these podcasts, when I used to go on a drive, well, I'm a traveler, you know. So when I used to go on a drive or a walk or a jog, I used to listen to podcasts and this consuming both at a time, health and also knowledge. So that's how I used to listen to podcasts. Later on when COVID hit, I thought of this is the time where I can share my knowledge and my experiences with people. So that's how within a week of lockdown, I started podcasting. And I, fortunately and shockingly, I got very good responses from people. And that's no turning back.
I think this is really interesting, Samved, because I know that you are an excellent communicator. Like, jitne bhi hamari baatein hui hai, I really like the way you speak. Matlab, aapka speech kafi down to earth hai. And I think this is what helps you connect with people. And that's what is the reason for your success. So, Samved, what do you generally prefer? Is it an audio podcast or is it a video podcast?
Be honest, I would prefer an audio podcast. As I was mentioning, you can do two things at a time while you listen to audio podcast. But video podcast will make you stuck to the screen. But the thing is, when I used to listen to Gary Vee and all, when I used to listen through a video podcast of his, I used to have more concentration, more focus into the video. So I used to have a notes with me and I used to note down things. But audio podcast, some things go above our brains, you know. So that's when we can't go back and check with that and again listen to it. But video podcasts make you concentrate, focus on what the other person is saying. And yeah, both have their own pros and cons. Yeah.
Yeah, well said. It actually makes sense, Samved.
Yeah.
So Samved, what would you consider a major breakthrough in your career?
There are two major breakthroughs in my life. First thing is, I used to work in Mumbai, as we have already discussed. Like, when I was into sales and marketing, I had to meet people who doesn't know my language and I don't know their language and communicate. I used to struggle a lot. And that too, I have to do a sale there. And that's quite it's contrast, completely contrast, oxymoron stuff. So it didn't excite me. So I tried for a year to adapt that, but I couldn't do it. So I quit my job, and that was my major breakthrough. So uske baad kya hoga, what I'm gonna do, I don't know anything about that when I was actually quitting my job. But later on, yeah, I took the right steps at the right time. That's how my business is still sustaining, I should say. And uske baad COVID, it taught me a new person to myself. Like, okay, we have this talent which can be sold. So that's where this podcasting thing came up. And then I used to get some voice artist opportunities. I am still freelancing. I'm also working with Radio Mirchi. I am working with Cuckoo FM. So yeah, if there was no quitting my job, there's no business. If there was no COVID, there's no somewhere there's a podcaster. Yeah, these two things in my life are major breakthroughs.
Wonderful, Samvid. So Samvid, considering you are an avid traveler, what are your favorite destinations?
Do you cook?
Yeah, I cook. Even though I cook.
Yeah, what's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish is Italian pasta, lasagna.
Likewise, how you have favorites in your dishes you cook? I'm a traveler, I can't actually tell one particular place. But yeah, considering my expeditions, I can say like my favorite experiences were in Rupin Pass, it was in Himalayas. And my favorite conversations were in Munnar. And the favorite family I met is in Udupi. And favorite food I eat like is in Rajahmundry, it's in the Andhra Pradesh. So, and peace, most peaceful place was Varanasi to me. So, and the people I met, like everywhere I go, people are my favorite. And favorite sunsets are at Gokarna. So, I can't actually tell my favorite thing, favorite destination. But yeah, every place has my heart.
Yeah, I completely understand. In fact, it will be like to every place you go, it's kind of a memory that you create, or it's an experience which cannot, sometimes we cannot even express in words. So did you ever face any difficulties while traveling, Samvid? Any challenges, any peculiar experience that you want to share?
Peculiar experiences, while I was trekking Rupin Pass, so on the last day of my summit, it's just 200 feet above, I have to trek only 200 feet, and then I was like completely like hopeless. I don't want to go further. I don't want to go any further, but I can't go back. So I had to go, and by that time while I was trekking up, we had to sit down. It was trekking. I had to sit down on a rock. And I actually plan to sit on a rock which is opposite to it. If I have sat there, there was a slide, landslide, or not, it's not a landslide, it's actually the snow was sliding completely. I would have fell down very deep.
Oh.
But yeah, that was most difficult situation. And the second one is while I was going to Gokarna on my bike, I was riding all the way from Vishakhapatnam, Bay of Bengal to Arabian Sea, you can tell. Then it was a proper monsoon. It was raining cats and dogs. Then I was in the middle of the forest. Unfortunately, there was a small bump in the road. I didn't see. It was very dark. And when I had to bump, my phone fell down and it was broken, I had to see the location from that. It's completely switched off. No communication, no phone. I had to travel to Gokarna in the middle of the forest, and there was no signal too. So yeah, somehow I managed to get back to Gokarna. That's another part of the story. Yeah, these kind
alone?
Of things happen.
Every time when I was alone?
Yeah, I was solo. I like traveling solo.
Ah, cha-cha. My yeah. God, this is something really behind the scenes, huh? Kind of, because whenever we see any reels or something on Instagram, we are always like, you know, in a set of mind, okay, everything is perfect. But actually, yeah. the challenges hote hai. My God, and especially about that landslide.
They can't be shot. They can't be shot. Only told on a podcast, that's it.
Agreed, Samir. So Samir, aapko kya lagta hai, like as a podcaster, what is the key factor of a successful podcast?
Key factors of a successful podcast. 3C policy, basically. I follow that. First thing is curiosity. You develop curiosity into the content. You develop curiosity in consuming content before you actually create content. The second thing is content itself. Work. Like while you write or read a content, you have to work it once or second. Like, you have to give at least 3 write-ups before you actually record. And the third thing is it's everyone knows that but doesn't actually find time to follow it. That's called consistency, you know. So these 3 C's are a key factors for a successful podcast, I believe. And uske baad aata hai drive, D. Iske baad aata hai E, enthusiasm. These are all things which you can add up. But yeah, these 3 C's will make you a successful podcaster, I believe.
So Samvid, who are your favorite podcasters?
Favorite podcasters? That's a difficult question. Yeah. As I'm doing a podcast here, I can say Namita.
Aww. Thank you so
NSR
much.
NSR podcast. I like Jay Shetty's podcast. It's my favorite. And in Telugu, there is a podcaster called Avinash. So okay. He does this podcast called Daba Kadalu. It's actually terrace stories, we can say. So in our childhood, while we were sitting on the terrace, our grandmas or grandfathers or fathers or mothers used to share some stories there. So that's what it means. So he is a very good narrator. So I like both of them. Actually, 3 of them. And NSR added into it.
Aww. You made my day, Samvid. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
So Samvid, what are the difficulties or blockers as you face that you face as a podcaster?
Podcaster. Again, I should say consistency. And also the content. So both of them, like sometimes you can't actually write or you can't actually find something, like find an inspiration to write and doesn't find a drive to write or something like that. So that's actually a blockage as a podcaster. Uske baad aata hai consistency. When you have to struggle between perfection and consistency, that's actually a proper difficulty for a podcaster. Because if you want to be consistent, you have to leave perfection to some extent. But if you want to go for a perfect podcast, you have to think on consistency. Both of them are like, yeah, 2 different things. But yeah, handling both of them and going ahead is the point.
Rightly said, Samvid, because even I face the same thing. Like, say for example, if I have to think about consistency, then somewhere the content doesn't fall in place. And if I focus on content, then wo kehte na ki content or right content takes time to build up. Then my consistency nahi follow kar sakti. So this is what you correctly pointed out. Consistency, creativity, yeah. content. ये तीन चीजें ऐसी हैं ना कि मतलब अगर ये कोई साथ में कर पाए, then सोने पे सुहागा. पर अगर नहीं हो पाता है, तो at least I personally feel कि at least content पे ध्यान दे दो, because if the content is good, then definitely people are going to appreciate it. So इसलिए consistency and content. Exactly. Yes, I agree. They are a bit blockers.
Cheers.
Cheers. So Samvid, you're not just a podcaster, but you're also a podcast coach. So how did that take place? So how did that idea came across?
This also came in COVID itself. So when I started podcasting, I didn't know an inch of podcasting, how to do it, how to record, how to edit and all those stuff. I thought it was a rocket science for a normal person, so I couldn't do it. But still, like, I gave an attempt. And yeah, it felt easy. Later on, I started to learn the basics of podcasting and I started to apply in the same in my podcast. That actually worked out. So I thought like, yeah, so many stories are there around us, mostly with the housewives, mostly with the grandmas, and mostly with the travelers. If all of them do some podcast together, we can get to listen a lot of stories. That's my only drive to be a coach. Like, if I can do it, everyone can do it is my thing. Like, so I want to know, like, it's not a rocket science. You can also tell a story. You can also do a podcast. You can also share your story to the whole world is my point. So I want to teach people who want to share their stories. So that's how I become a podcast coach. Yeah.
So one thing I would like to point out over here, Samvid. Okay, when our podcast got arranged, okay, at that point of time, I was happy. Okay, I'm going to meet a fellow podcaster for the first time. So I was happy about that. And now listening to you, the second point which is making me happy is like we are actually running a parallel life. Because podcasting COVID. It was during COVID that I decided, okay, let me do something on social media. Otherwise, I was dead scared of social media. But and then the podcasting just happened. And even like you, I also used to think that podcasting is something which is like great. Matlab hum kar hi nahi sakte. But eventually it happened. And it happened, so it happened. People started liking. So yes, two things I'm really happy about. Meeting a fellow podcaster.
Wow.
Such an excellent.
Yeah, even now I'm excited.
And secondly, having a parallel life. So I'm not the only person on this planet. I have a company with me.
Yeah.
तो सामित आप आपकी वर्क लाइफ और आपकी पर्सनल लाइफ दोनों में बैलेंस कैसे करते हैं?
That's hard, but yeah, I am actually trying to figure it out. So it's all about like while taking a decision, it's all about the priorities. So when I'm with family, work is zero. When I'm working, family is I don't see it. So that's how I try to prioritize. I'm not a pro at it. Still now, but yeah, I'm trying to figure it out like that. The second thing is delegation. So when you can delegate some things in the family, you can also delegate some things in the work also. So that's how you can delegate works and give some time for yourself so that you can handle such things. So that's how I try to figure out, but I'm not a pro in till now.
So who all are there in the family?
So my mom, dad and my wife. My brother is actually working in Hyderabad. So yeah, my dad is working in a rural village. He helps people to get water supply. So yeah, he is also a like traveler, I should say. He go trek to places which doesn't have any access, and he makes sure that water is provided to that village. I'm so proud of him.
Oh.
And and yeah, my mom, like, she single-handedly runs the home. And my wife added to that. And she helps in household chores as well as my profession also. So from past 1 year, yeah, we're happy go life. Yeah.
I know when you are going to be a pro in handling and balancing your work and your personal life. As soon as you're going to be a father, you will learn it automatically.
Yeah, I'm thinking like profession and family are there at the one more thing. Nice.
Okay. Like a kid will be there. Hey. You will know it eventually. Hey. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. So that day you will have a perfect balance in your life. This was just jokes.
Sarcasm. Being an experienced mother and you are giving me the suggestion.
So Samvid, what have been your major achievements in your life, according to you?
Every day I wake up, it's an achievement. Okay, like, I am alive today. That's the point.
Beautiful.
But, yeah. On a serious note, I have become a part. Like, Josh Talks people have actually invited me for becoming a speaker there. So I was like very much excited on that day. I was tense. I was nervous. But yeah, after that being published on Josh Talks, I was like very, very happy. Like, that's one of the major achievements for me. And the second thing is, I didn't publish it anywhere, but yeah, it's my personal achievement, I should say. So there is actually a blind kids school nearby our place. So it's run by government. I actually, on a tourism day, I took permission from the tourism department as well as the education department to send those blind people to the beach with us.
Oh.
So when around there were like 40 people there, it was the first time they heard the beach, they felt the beach, they felt the sand over there, and we made them play at the shore. They were like, that happiness on their face was my major achievement in my life. So I felt really, really, really happy and proud about myself on that day. Yeah. Both of them, yeah.
That's phenomenal, Samved. Two thumbs up for you.
Thank you so much.
So, Samved, I'm sure that we all have had times wherein we felt that we should quit or we should just stop it or we should take a break or something of that type. We don't feel the rush to do it. Mm-hmm. But what is it that actually keeps you going?
In terms of podcasting? Yeah. Okay. So in terms of podcasting, I should say the love from the people who listen to my podcast. So they drop me texts, they drop me messages on my Instagram DM. And one such thing happened, like recently I organized a travel meet in Visakhapatnam. The people who are around can join and share their stories. So one guy came only to meet me after listening to my podcast. So he shared his story. Then he shared, like, he was in a breakup 2 years ago. And while he actually wanted to end his life, then fortunately or unfortunately, he started listening to my Himalayan series of my podcast. So he completed all the 20 episodes. And wow. The thing is, like, he changed up his mind. Like, he didn't end his life.
Wonderful.
What else can make me try, like, keep going? That particular person, that one person. Likewise, I got few other messages from other person who are actually suffering from mental health problems, who are into depression. Those kind of people actually thank me for doing my favorite thing. So those kind of things actually drive me, keep me going, keep podcasting, bro, keep podcasting. They're actually behind me. They always say, like, when is your next episode?
So nice to hear about it, Samvit. Like, वो कहते हैं ना कि अगर हम किसी एक लाइफ को भी अगर डिफरेंस बना पाए तो इवन दैट्स अ बिग थिंग. वी मे नॉट मेक अ डिफरेंस इन 1000 पीपल लाइफ बट इवन वन लाइफ.
एक्सैक्टली.
नथिंग लाइक इट एंड दैट्स वेरी परफेक्टली सेड समवेयर. सो समवेयर लास्ट क्वेश्चन ऑफ द डे फॉर यू. व्हाट इज दैट वन एडवाइस दैट यू वुड लाइक टू गिव टू अ न्यू पॉडकास्टर और अ बिगिनर?
पॉडकास्टिंग इज नॉट अ रॉकेट साइंस. एवरीवन कैन डू इट. Do not stop that you don't have a good mic or you don't have a good equipment. Equipment doesn't matter if your content is great. Uske baad, when you keep going, you will have to add on the equipment. But to start a podcast, you don't need any kind of equipment. It's just you and a mic. That's it. That too, your phone mic is also okay to share your story. It's all at the end of the day, we have to either engage or entertain or enhance the knowledge of the listener. That's it. So you can do it. Anyone can do it. So yeah,
I would really like to thank you once again for your time, your efforts to join our podcast today. As I said, it's really nice to meet a fellow podcaster like me, learn so much from you, learn so many insightful information, and it's a pleasure to connect with you. So I hope you have enjoyed this podcast as well, even though short.
Yeah, I'm so honored. No, I'm so honored, like, actually, like, being on this podcast, being on your platform, and I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, I'm very much excited after knowing this parallel life story. It's like, we'll keep in touch and we'll share our stories. Like, tere life mein kya ho raha hai, mere life mein ye ho raha
hai. So kehte hai na, the world is round and small. So somewhere
exactly.
We get connected to each other. But pleasure's all mine, Samvid. It's so nice to meet you, so nice to know you. Hopefully someday jab hum Mumbai ya Pune mein kabhi milenge to let's connect definitely.
Then I'll take your interview.
Ah yes, definitely. So Samvid, I can stay in touch. Give my regards to your family, to your friends.
Definitely.
Okay, take care. Have a nice day ahead.
That's it for today, guys. Hope you like it. If you did, don't forget to hit like, share and subscribe. Roz ka hai. Pata hi hoga. Don't forget to press the bell icon so that you don't miss another update from me. Bye for now and I'll see you in the next one.